Thanks for coming by the Holy Ghost Calling webpage. This is Brother Clint, and Brother Freedom is here, and this is Sunday afternoon. God bless you all. Father, we give you praise, we give you honor, we give you glory. Lord, help us to do your will. Help us, Lord, to be in conformance with you. Thank you for guiding us, O God. We pray your kingdom come and your will be done in us, all of us who are listening today, and you bless Brother Freedom, and as you pour the message that you have through him, we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this wonderful day, for surely this is your day. And Lord, we rejoice and we're glad in it. We're thankful for all your blessings. We pray that you'll move upon this service today in Jesus' name. Amen. I really felt very, I don't know how to explain it, a little, I believe perilous times are coming. The thing that bothers me is good people are going to buy this, what's happening, for good stuff. And I don't believe it. I believe the enemy is really working overtime. He's come to deceive the very elect. And John said, he came to his own received him not, but to his received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Well, that power has been questioned many times because what truly I believe power is power. But nowadays there's a form of godliness that doesn't really have the power in it. It's just a man's solution for the things that we face day by day. And the Bible says this, that's not the way it is. It says God's in control. And it says we must come out from among this world. That means we have to be in this world, but we have to realize when we see these things, it's not just normal. It's something's wrong that's happening. I believe we're to be concerned what spirit is in the value of things that you're seeing. If it's wrong things happening, you know it's not from the Lord. And I believe these things are happening. They're coming very rapidly. That's in the human area, but also in the supernatural area, we're seeing things happen that has to be the coming of the Lord has to be very soon. Because we're seeing weather problems. I thought a year ago we were seeing things, but they're seeing things now that's beyond what we've seen a year ago. And we're seeing things happening that we need to keep our eyes upon the Lord. We need to call upon him. We need to search for him. We must diligently look for him because I believe he's coming soon. And I believe that coming is coming when a lot of people are not looking. It's a time of deception. And Jesus, when the 24th chapter of Matthew, when the disciples came to him, they asked him, what should signs be when he comes? But he said there should be a great deceiving of people. Be not deceived, because this is going to happen. And I really truly believe that many people have had good teaching, lives brought up in a certain way, but they went away from the direction of holiness, of God's callings. Our nation and our nations of the world, I believe we're going a downhill slope away from God. We covered up, but pretty soon we're getting away from God all the time. We're getting away from what he has purpose in our heart, that we might be leaders in this world led by him. But that part is not happening. That part, if a person's led by the Lord, the people don't want him. Even the churches, we don't need that because we don't. But that's the enemy coming to deceive the very elect. And we as God's people need to be aware that God has power. He has strength. He's got stability. He's got insight. He's got all the things that we're lacking. He has them. And for us to stay where we should be, we've got to keep seeking him because he has what we need. If you go down someplace and you was looking for certain products, you would go to some warehouse and you would try to find a warehouse that stored such product. Well, God's got the product. We need to search for his warehouse. His warehouse is from heaven. His warehouse don't sit out here in the mainstream of life because the mainstream of life is not for him. So that lets you know he's in a place we got to seek for him. There's something about God that's different than the world. God represents the good things, the things that are honest, the things that are of perfection. And we should always in our searching, we should search for the things that bring us into his pathway. Where God's Spirit is, there is liberty, there's anointing, there's holiness, there's things that bring us higher. That higher is so big, so gigantic, it's from our thinking to everything that we do. Because I believe that a Christian should be, their whole being should be facing the things of the Lord. Their livelihood, even their job, they can be a vessel led by God and still do their job. And I believe there's no separation for a person, whatever you're at, you still can have God, whatever you're doing. And I believe that we must come to that place that we're going to seek Him first. Seek ye first His kingdom, and then all these things shall be fulfilled. But I have felt a heaviness, very heavy the last few months, 6 months, 8 months, of things not going exactly the way that God would have them. And the Bible says, call on me and I'll answer thee and I'll show you great and mighty things you know not. I went yesterday just going to wish the person Happy New Year's or Merry Christmas and understood from the lady that they was in a prayer meeting. But you know, a lot of prayer meetings now, or when they have a prayer meeting, a lot of us for things that pertain to ourselves, pertains to what we want, but not what God wants. And God wants us to be a people that's not selfish. We should be putting Him first, putting our others in the second place, and ourselves are in the bottom spot. We seek the things of the Lord. God will promote us. He'll go with us. He'll help us through the times of struggling and time of troubles. I truly believe that we need to lift up the things of the Lord and call upon Him while He is near. The Bible says we're to forsake the things of evil and pursue the things which are good. Call upon the Lord the good. The Bible says, blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. In the counsel, that means getting direction. And under the sentences of the scope, that underlies in the law of the Lord, in the law that they meditate both day and night. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. So we, a lot of times, is sometimes we want to really be close to those ones that are not thinking toward the Lord. That's one of the places that God, in the Old Testament, He says, you, my people, must come out, have no dealings with the Hittites and all the different ites. He says to have as peculiar people, a zealous people. A peculiar people is something the world don't think they're really, but God sees them, my people. See, we melt everybody into the same package, and God's got some holy people. They're to look holy, and their hearts to be holy, and the people of the world and the enemy, they're the other way. Their hearts are tainted toward things that's wrong, and their deception takes place because we, as God's people, need to realize that a revival from heaven is the only thing that will change all of these other Hittites and all the different problems we face. Like in these wars, we're not going to change going in and fighting the country. We're not going to change anything until the hearts change, because they're still against what we believe. Belief is something strong. We just believe in the Lord with all of our heart, with all of our soul. And it says we shall be saved if we believe. And God wants us to believe in Him. He is a supernatural God. He is our Father. He wants to lead us. He wants to have us to follow, seek for Him, search for Him, and to make our abode with Him forever, because we're going to live for Him eternity with Him if we make it. And I truly believe it's going to take a lot of work. It says, work out your salvation with fear and with heavy tremulous, because this world is coming into a place, it's all is going down to a different direction than what we've been taught from the very beginning. I'm talking about Christianity. And now Christianity is sort of wants itself fit in, and then it can't mix with it. And it's trying to mix with it to make it come in, but we must be separated from it and have a purpose in the Lord Jesus Christ, that He's more powerful, He's got more righteousness, He's got more what we need than we have from the side of compromise. When we compromise, it brings us to a place of mixtures. And the more we compromise, the more mixtures we get, and pretty soon you don't know what's gray, or you don't even know what's black or white, and you don't even know what gray is, because a mixture. God's people must be, we must have a revival of holiness, holy thinking,
calling upon God, that God's going to come down and going to change us, keep us in that place, that mold of God's mold. We're not conforming to the things of this world. It says, we're not conforming to the things of this world, neither things, but these things will pass away, but the things of the Lord are going to live forever. Our image must be in the Lord Jesus Christ. Our eyes must be focused on the Lord Jesus Christ at all times. In that focusing, we're going to have our thoughts and our hearts thinking about things of godly things. We're not going to be thinking about the things of this world, the cares of this world. We're not going to really be shaken with, but we should be separated from this world. We should look different from this world. We can't blend with the world. We must be, yes, I'm different. We're different. We must realize that God wants us to be that way. We're to be a light that shines in a dark and a very corrupt land. And we're going to live in a time when it's going to be looking more and more and more. That says the pathway of justice, the shining light, it shines more and more to that most perfect day. If our light don't shine more to that most perfect day, we're missing the mark. We're missing the calling. We're missing the direction. And we need to keep our hearts pure in the things of the Lord. We must be excited for the things. God wants us to be excited. You know, when Jesus came, He gave us all that we might have have power. And that power is power to live, as being an overcomer. Power is for eternity. The beginning it starts here, but it goes on through. When He comes, we're going to be with Him going through to heaven. It's a wonderful prize that's set before us, but it takes our eyes. I lift my eyes to the hills, whence comes my help. I think that's a lot of things that cause us many times. We want to look at times of the things of this world. Bible says he who looks back from the plow is not fit for the kingdom of heaven. We've all find ourselves way down here, but we don't have to stay in it because we was once there. He wants us to come out of it. He wants us to be up what road to holiness. Without holiness, no man shall please or see God. So I think as God's people, we got to quit trying to be like the world. We got to be even caring because our care comes in the things of God. David says, these things I hit my heart that I'm going to hate the things that God hates. I'm going to love the things that God loves. And that's what God expects of us, that we love righteousness. We love holy living. We don't love talebearers. We don't love these things that cause us troubles. We detest them. We're not going to hate them, but the people, but we do hate what they're doing. And so that's the thing, we don't conform this world no longer. We got to fit in God's place. We want to follow His direction. And we need to realize that we need to pray without ceasing. It says, lift up holy hands continually, praising God, seeking God. It says, I will search for Him. I'll call for Him. I'll call on and God will meet our need. We need to search. We got to search for the Lord many times. We got to search for God. We got to, born in us. We got to search. We got to seek God. God's our reason. He's got everything's written down in the Word of God. We can rely on God's Word. We can focus on God's Word because God's Word is true. It's holy. We need to be seeking God in a very depth way that we've never sought before. I just felt that today that we're in a time of, we just can't go by feelings. We got to go by what's right in the Lord. We got to seek Him with all of our heart, with all our potential, that we might be a child of faith, walking in victory to the Lord Jesus Christ. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, and whosoever should believe in Him should not perish. We can't got to hang in to the things of God. We got to seek for Him, and we'll surely find Him. I just feel that we really need to seek God at a greater depth. We need to call upon Him. We need to live for Him because He's coming soon. I really believe His coming is still sooner than we believe. He's coming through the clouds of glory, and we need to be prepared. We need to be a prepared people, a people without any blemishes, without hypocrisy and all the things that happens when we sidle in with compromise. We need to be a separated people that God will bless us. God will bless us in a mighty way. God bless you all. I pray that God will bless this day. We may not be able to always win, but God's here to help us. The last day, We are going to make it through. We got to keep that in our heart. I'm going to be there at that day. I'm going to see Jesus come through the clouds of glory. And how about all of you out there today, wherever you are through the world, I want you to realize that we need to keep our eyes upon the Lord. Don't give up or don't give in. Just keep going to God. God will keep you. And if you hang in there, God will help you. You'll hit some bad spots like I've hit down at the bottom. I felt everything was... But you just keep going, keep going. God will bring you through. The day may look real dark in front of you, but pretty soon God's going to open it up, and you're going to see clearly that you can make it to heaven. God wants you to rely on Him because He is your helper. He's your strength, and He wants to help you in a mighty way. God bless you. I pray that God will bless you this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. God bless.